I'm Beyond Zero.
Come on, Clyde. Shape up, bitch.
Jesus Christ. Everybody's running around here like they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
You just got to do your thing. We'll do our thing.
I'm Clyde Lewis. And this is On Beyond Zero. Who's with us tonight?
I'm Ron Patton.
It's just because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. This is Rich Rounds.
Oh, my God.
This is Tally Whacker.
Tally's here.
And we have Sam.
I'm here.
Hi.
Tally's here.
I'm Sam.
Hey, Sam.
How's it going, buddy?
How are you, Sam?
I'm doing good. You know, I feel kind of excluded here for anyone who can't.
No.
What?
I was telling you that tonight I was watching Josh Blue.
Yes.
And I thought of you.
Oh, I'm flattered. As a disabled comedian that, yes, like, maybe you could help me with my ice cream.
Oh, God.
Just saying, because, you know, everybody with CP knows Josh Blue, because everybody who doesn't have CP feels the need to tell us about him.
Oh.
So we couldn't avoid him if we wanted to.
Yeah, Josh Blue is on, he's on America's Got Talent.
Yep.
And I thought he was faking. I just thought, you know, if he's a faker, you know, all these guys that come on America's Got Talent with his sob story, you know, they like, this guy's got, he's really got CP. He's got cerebral palsy.
Yep.
And he's a successful comedian. He's great. So are you. You're not trying to be funny, but when we look at you struggling, it's hilarious. I just laugh out loud when I see you struggling.
Well, Clyde, can I tell you the thing that has inspired me about you?
Oh, what?
Looks aren't everything.
Oh, yes. True, Rich.
What's inspired you?
When I see you lumbering at twice the speed that probably you should be safely to take a piss mid-break, I'm sitting here going, sweet Jesus, how can a man that big move that fast? And
believe
somehow,
me, there's motivation.
Well,
trust me.
I mean, as everyone here who listens know, we've got like a good, like, what, 2 to 3 minutes between segments?
Yes, we do.
And I see Clyde going, woom, woom, back and forth.
Oh,
I'm going, sweet Jesus, did he move?
Yeah, I move. I move with precision. I do.
I mean, I'd hate to be in your way. I'd be flat.
Well, believe me. I mean, when I wake, it's like sometimes I wake up and Liam's in the shower, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I gotta get in there somehow. I can't, so I gotta go downstairs. Tally, are you on?
I'm on.
I can you hear her? I can't hear her.
This guy just walked in the studio and he's all jacked up like 1980.
What's your name, guy? Jacked up 1980.
Hey, this is Shaw. What's going on?
We just invite people off the street. Is that what this is?
No, I just got here.
What, you just got here? You look like you just arrived from the
80s. I think he's stoned.
I just got here.
Oh, he's wearing Crocs.
Oh, from the view. Oh my God, you're wearing Crocs?
Yes,
seriously? Oh my God. You do look like you're from the future. You're like Quagmire from the future.
It's got what plants crave.
Oh my God.
So,
Shock and awe.
What can you tell us about the future?
Yeah, well, tell me about the future, dude.
Oh, I can tell you about the future. You want to know about the future?
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh.
I'm saying 11.
11.
11.
11.
Do you know how many time zones are on the Soviet Union?
And that's where we can go.
Yeah, you know how many time zones? Yeah, it's not even funny.
It's not even funny.
Not even funny. Wow. How many time zones are there in the Soviet Union? Yeah. How many?
The Soviet Union.
11.
And what we can do with that...
Wow.
What can we do with that?
Look at you. All right. I'm warning from the future.
Okay, what can we do with that, man, from the future? It's not even funny.
It's not even funny.
All right.
What are you guys talking about? I just got here.
Time zones of the Soviet Union. How many are there?
Well, I thought the Soviet Union was extinct.
It is extinct.
It is.
Okay.
Are you having some trouble there with your headphones?
He's from the future. And he doesn't know how to wear fucking headphones.
Yeah, they have wires on them.
Yeah.
What do they got, like implants in the future or something?
Yeah, what do they do? They got to be implanted in the future? Is that why you have such a hard time?
It's on your watch. Bone conduction. Future,
where did you get those cool glasses? I'm fucking intrigued. Really?
Oh, yeah, my God. eBay, baby.
Those are
$15.
His watch says 1984 on it.
I gotta take a picture.
It does? It's solid gold.
Gold.
This guy's a classic act. He's from the future, and he's a classic act wearing his 1984 shit.
Hey, I heard this was a good show.
It is. I appreciate you coming in, dude. I want to play something, though, while we're having a good time with the man from the future. We're going to ask him some very poignant questions.
Yeah, this is our opportunity to.
Yeah, I've got something I want to share with everybody. Okay. Ron and I are big fans of the Remix Bros.
Yeah.
And we got a new song out by the Remix Bros. It's called the Trump F-Bomb. You guys remember when Trump did the F-Bomb the other day live on TV?
That's yeah. a long track.
Well, here we go. It's a song. It's a song dedicated to him. Here it is. Listen to this.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
You understand that? They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. You understand that?
You understand that?
They violated, but Israel violated it too. As soon as we made the deal, yeah, they came out and they got the
you know what the biggest hit in the future is?
What? You know, when they
Friday,
say, okay,
black.
12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. The biggest load that we've seen.
The biggest load that we've seen.
We basically have two countries.
I like the newscaster
fighting
guy.
So long yeah. and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. You understand that?
You understand that?
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing. Try it home. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
You understand that?
Thank you for your opinion.
So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because the one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, it didn't land. Fun. I'm not happy about that. You understand that?
Raise your voice!
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing. You understand that?
I understand that.
Doing?
Yeah, what the fuck are we doing?
What are we doing? We don't even know what the fuck we're doing.
Where the fuck are you from, Future Man?
Future Man! So good to have you here, because you are so... I hope they're taking pictures of you.
Have you seen that TV show, Future Man?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, I think it's on... well, I don't advertise, but Future Man is
Future Man.
Guy that is in Breaking Bad, the kid from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like... the plot to The Last Starfighter, but he's playing like a first person shooter game.
Okay.
And the two players from the game teleport from the future back to the past to get him to, because he's like the best gamer, you know.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know how to shoot a gun or anything or kill people. It's one of the most amazing series. I think it's 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And you'll cry.
Was this YouTube by chance? Because I remember something about that Future Man. It looks familiar.
I believe it's on Netflix, but you can gargle it.
Yeah.
Gargle it.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called now? It's called gargle instead of Google?
Yeah, we have adjusted words.
You have gargle.
To appropriate.
Like we used to say penis, and now we say pee-pee.
Pee-pee. Okay, so it's not penis and pee-pee, it's pee-pee penis. Which reminds me, I got to find something about that, because I think we have a little something about that, but we'll see. You're trying to find it right now.
It's fucking phenomenal.
Is it fucking phenomenal?
It's like one of those shows where every season is not at all like the last season, but it's like the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like alternate realities and shit.
Oh, my God. And since we're on the subject of pee-pee, Ron, I got a lot of things to get to tonight.
Oh,
tonight,
but I'm really into that.
You're into pee-pee?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we just talked about running to the bathroom and pee-pee. This is the Spitfire Brothers, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, Rosie in the Spitfire Brothers. It's called Stick the Pee-Pee in My Bunghole. Here we go.
Oh, good Lord.
Suck, hop, we're twisting on the floor. But I want your hands where they ain't before. Tie me up with my bobby sock so tight. Whip me gently under the dim light. Stick pee-pee in my bunghole, baby. Yeah, that's the way, make it fit just
hit.
Right.
This just came out.
No, yeah.
Stick pee-pee in my bunghole.
No, actually, 1945. Shit, this is an old song.
Put the
pee-pee in my bunghole.
Put your pee-pee in my bunghole. Push it in. Feel the thrill. Don't hold back. Give me that feel.
I think I saw this in one of those dancing movies.
Yeah.
The guy that danced a lot.
Yeah. letdown in the middle of the song. It's just, you know, really letdown.
Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
At the drive,
this is an old Fred Astaire.
Starry sky.
We're parked in your Chevy, just you and
just
I.
You and I.
But forget the Phillips Baker scene with tentacles from Mars in my wildest dreams.
Hente. Hente.
Mississippi in
they
my bunghole, baby.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's the way you make it fit just
we,
right.
We learned all about Japan.
Mississippi in my bunghole, baby.
We'll shake and shimmy
all through the night.
I feel a little weird about that. Shaking and shimming with pee-pee in my bunghole.
Hey, Clyde, we have a music... Oh, you messed me up. That's
wrong. What's that? What's who, what? What the hell?
Are we having...
Can you hear
well,
me?
I have
yeah,
a,
I hear you.
Okay. Polly wants you to check out Eminem. Put it on my pee-pee.
Oh, Eminem put it on my pee-pee.
Yes.
I don't know about that one.
That might take some time.
Yeah, it might. I mean, it can throw me.
I'm sorry.
I wanted... we got... Yeah, we're going to get to that. I wanted to tell you something, and I held this back for the longest time, and I got to tell you. Found out the other day... That you can actually, and you know how they always say we talk about poop here at the OBZ?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find it here.
I think we're all convinced you have a pooping problem.
No, I don't. I have a peeing problem.
It's called a poop fetish.
No, I don't.
Thank you. A poop fetish.
There is a website you can go to. It's called poopsenders.com. It used to be called shitsenders.com. It has a picture of an elephant's asshole on it, and it says that you can send for $17.95 cow shit to people, elephant shit for $18.95, gorilla shit for $19.95 in combo pack. You can send a gallon or a mega pack of combo poop, and you've been pooped on.
Is there human poop in there?
No. It's just, I think somebody works at a zoo. And they decided to just basically, you know, bag poop. Speaking of bagging poop, oh my God, there's so many things to talk about. Ron, have you seen Trainwreck Poop? What's it called? Trainwreck Poop
about that cruise?
I watched it last night.
Oh my God, so did I. What was it that compelled me to watch this?
I don't know, but it was coming out of the walls. It was everywhere.
Poop coming out of the walls.
It was so
that's
gross.
An image.
Pee coming out of the walls.
Oh my God.
People
so
forced
nasty.
To poop in red bags and say, biohazard.
I was thinking I would poop in a red bag.
No, you know what I did? I found myself cheering for the guy that didn't poop in the red bag.
Oh,
I would be the only red
one.
Bag pooper.
He's my hero. I swear to God, because he said...
He didn't poop for 8 days.
Yeah, he said he held it in for eight days.
This is real?
And then he walked... think of this guy. He held in his shit for 8 days because he didn't want to use the bag or the bucket.
So what happened is the Carnival cruise liner lost electricity.
Yeah, the Carnival it caught on fire.
Nice.
The Carnival cruise line lost... This is a true story. It happened, I think, in 2013 or something, 2014.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
4,000 people.
Yeah, 4,000 people on a boat. It's in the middle of the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
It's in there. And the thing is they can't get out of there. They've been stuck there for 8 freaking days, right? This one guy tells his story about how he held in his shit for 8 days, and then he scaled the entire fucking ship looking for a bathroom that worked.
And he finally found one.
On the last day.
On the last day.
Secret.
Just before he was about to have his eyes go brown and he was going to ocular shit through his eyeballs and his tears, he decided that he'd find a toilet that would work.
That's
this is
a
great show.
Burner
family
there,
show
that
Netflix.
Was clog it for sure.
No, this is the family show.
Like that's the whole plot. This guy's holding his shit the whole
What it is. He talks about how he was going to
season.
Yeah, he was going to get married.
That's like
and he went on that cruise to get married and he was having a hard time with his father-in-law and he got to know his father-in-law cuz they shared shit stories. They shared how they were holding in their shit. For a good 8 days.
I don't hold in my shit in.
And at the end, he said, we go on family vacations, but we stay on land now.
Yeah, he says, we go on family vacations, but we stay on land, and we look for toilets that don't overflow. Fuck me. Well, and that one guy. Oh, my God. The guy that is from the Middle East.
Yeah, the cook.
Yeah, who said, I was in the bathroom, and it was so gross. People were, like, taking up shit, and then they were putting toilet paper on top. It was like one big pile of shit lasagna. He said, I died. Shit lasagna. And then it showed a picture of him sitting there in front of a plate of lasagna looking like he was about to throw up. Oh my God, this is a, I mean, it's not intending to be funny. It's fucking tragic.
It is, but it was kind of hilarious.
And 100% survival rate.
Too. Yeah, everybody lived, wow. Even though they had to swim in their own shit and piss. Go ahead.
Well, looking at this, in fact, it brings back a memory. It must have been like early, I want to say 2020, like 11 or maybe 10. We were in college and I was in a poli sci class and we would bring this, the story of the shitty cruise up.
It was 2013 actually.
2013,
yeah, yeah. The Pope resigned and yet we heard about a boat that was full of shit.
Well, because we were talking about it in class. It was like the saga of what happened on the shit cruise today.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, shit cruise.
The shit cruise.
Yes. Shit cruise.
And CNN made the most money for that.
Yeah,
story.
There was. They're, I guess the guy that they just put in a new guy to be the head of CNN. Mm-hmm. And apparently they didn't know whether or not the guy was going to work out. And then he said, nope, let's focus on the shit cruise.
Oh, God, he shit bricks.
And he was shitting bricks because he said, oh, my God, I avoided this story. And then he said, okay, let's talk about the shit cruise. Their ratings went through the roof,
it was,
man.
It was a gamble that paid off.
It was a gamble that paid off.
Yeah, that, I mean, why don't really we do off. That? Come on now.
When they say the mainstream media is shit and it gets ratings for shit, the stupidest shit. Yes.
And the shit made millions.
And the shit made millions.
When you want to hit it big, always head back to the poop.
Always talk about poop. Talk about the poop. That's why, okay, we're going to go to the phones.
Okay.
Oh, you don't want to hear about poop?
Well, we've already talked about it, right?
Well, my friend did that. He held his shit.
For how long?
Long enough so that he could make a bow tie in the toilet so he could take a picture of it. like a giant pretzel.
What are you talking about? I did that this morning.
It was three or four days.
So what is your poop
so
like
in the future, you can poop into a pretzel?
No.
Or you can poop like a pretzel?
No, it just held his shit for a long time.
And it made a...
He's into heavy metal.
Shut up.
All right, thanks. I had to say.
Thank you.
You heard it here first.
Rock. All right, double dipping Chris. You're on Beyond Zero. Go ahead.
You know, it's funny... You know, I was listening to the Man Whore podcast. This is a comedian in New York that has women
Man
you know,
whore.
That are
so
Billy Presido, but he had a woman on that had a podcast called Hey Poopy and she's a fairly prominent like Hollywood photographer.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, I listened to a couple of her shows and it's like, you know, as graphic as you can get.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you know, why would she put herself out there like that when she's like, it just seems like it was like her way of relaxing this podcast.
This is my way of relaxing. You know that, right? I mean, I got all this pent up feelings and then I just have to let it all out. You know, it's like, it's therapeutic. It's cathartic. And now we have Man from the Future. And it makes it even better.
Yeah, if you get a chance, listen to it. It's kind of interesting because she's like an intelligent woman, and she has this podcast.
Yeah,
that you know, at least like what you're saying is not recorded where people can, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is you know, this is a part of me that I don't really share all that often, except maybe once a week on Beyond Zero.
Yeah.
So anyway, I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you. All right. I got another song.
Oh, God.
This song is, you know, I was saying I was an angry person, but this is some of the obscurest stuff you'll ever hear. This is called This Fucking World Sucks Because of You. Here we go. Best song ever.
Who would you like to dedicate this to?
Suck my shit, bitch. Eat my dick. Get the fuck out of my way.
I had a lot of people I could dedicate this to.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm choking out shills and bozos until I burst the vein in my face. I'm tired of pretending that these disgusting motherfuckers are real people with real thoughts that need to be entertained. What a waste. Fuck this place.
Love it.
That should be the national anthem.
That should be the national. Yeah. We should play this
for
as our
Trump.
Theme every week.
Yes. Yeah. For OBZ.
Fuck this place. Yeah. Fuck all of you. Fuck it. All right, let's go to Lou. Groovy Lou. Step to my Lou, my darling. Go ahead, Groovy Lou.
OBZ, what's happening? You guys are sounding great.
What's up?
You know, OBZ, I think we should change, not call it OBZ, because it sounds a lot like obese. Oh, yeah, you know, have you ever,
should we start throwing that back and forth, Glass?
Have you ever heard of the band The Diabeatles?
No, but you might have.
They sing a song called "He's a Real Obese Man Sitting in His Obese Land, Thinking All His Obese Plans for Nobody. Wears a size 14 shoe, has a big fat waistline too. Obese man, can you fit through the doorway?" They're the Diabeatles. I just made it up. Thank you.
Good night. Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. The Diabeatles, dude. Ladies and gentlemen. There are the shoes. The Diabeatles. Go ahead. What?
Have you heard?
I said Beatles. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. Brian Johnson is rolling in his. No, sorry. He's not a Beatle. He's a Beach Boy.
Yeah.
He's a Beach Boy. Yeah. Wow. Not a Beatle. Dude, he's a Beach Boy.
You just came up with that off the cuff?
Off the cuff, man. I am
true
full of
genius.
Funny and fucking, you name it. I do it.
What are you watching, Clyde?
I knew it.
I'm watching some guy shaking his. Never mind. He I'm trying to get rid of this fucking thing.
I thought you were over.
It's
oh, and I have another idea. Remember, Ron, we had this idea together. We're going to go into business. You know.
Oh, no.
What is that shit called where you have the little pops? Little poppy things. Popping paper. What do you call that shit?
Bubble wrap.
Now, here's the thing, Lou. Think about this for an idea. How about we package bubble wrap like toilet paper? And we sell it like toilet paper, and when you wipe your ass, you pop. Wouldn't that be fucking great?
That's my hemorrhoid.
Popping, yeah. You don't know if it's a hemorrhoid bursting or if you're farting. It's called popping fresh poop.
Oh, so bad.
Or pooping fresh. Yeah. Pooping fresh pops.
Could you get
different colors?
Do I?
Pooping fresh pops, I think. Perfect. Yeah.
And when you pop it, when you wipe your ass, your butt pops. It goes pop, 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 pop. And everybody's going, what are you doing? Just taking a dump.
I was imagining the public bathroom
stall. And
for
a bonus, you put in a package of Pop Rocks in there.
Yeah, old Pop Rocks would hurt, though. You shove them up their asses.
No, you put that in your mouth while you're popping.
That would have a terrible taste after you put it up your butt. Why would you do that?
Popping
in your mouth.
Oh, Mike, I was saying put it up your butt, and then you say, and then put it in your mouth. What are you, some ass mouth thing?
Double action. You put the Pop Rocks in your mouth, and you pop your ass.
You pop your ass.
Same time.
Ass popping fun.
Oh, that could just be mind-blowing.
Popping fresh. Popping fresh.
Y'all are a bunch of ass clowns.
Do they use that in the future a lot? Because I think I coined that phrase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually have a hall of Clyde in the future. And a lot of that stuff, yeah.
It's the Ass Clown Alley featuring Clyde Lewis.
The toilet paper's there.
The toilet paper? Oh, shit.
Thank you, man, for the future. I was wondering.
Let's patent that shit.
You already spoke it into reality.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Rose!
Clyde.
You're on with Lou and me and you and
hi, Rose.
Baby Makes Two. Go ahead.
Hi, Rose.
It's
poppin'
poop.
It's what?
It's poppin' poop.
Poppin' poop.
Poppin' poop,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like poppin' fresh, except it's not a dough guy. It's a shit guy. He just pops out of the pot. He goes, and he's this like big log of shit. And he's got a hat on, and he looks kind of like Mario. What?
Hey, didn't Mr. South Park, Mr. Hankey, is this Mr. Hankey?
No. He's nothing like Poppin' Poop. Poppin' Poop is this big, pudgy, fat guy,
jolly fellow.
Yeah, he's got peanuts for eyes. He's got a nice little toenail for a mouth.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, God.
It's another one of your creations.
One of my creations.
In the museum.
Print that.
What's
that?
Here's the other thing.
What?
Why is Gracie Slick selling toilet paper?
Is Grace Slick selling toilet paper?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, because I always thought, what's it called? Grace Slicky?
Go down the white rabbit.
Jack me off? What? What's this?
The white rabbit toilet paper.
Oh, it's white rabbit. You know, that's what bears use. You know, when they're in the forest.
Oh, that makes sense.
Bears use white rabbits to wipe their asses.
You got
to
catch them first, though.
Yeah, you got to catch a white rabbit and wipe your ass with it. That's what it is.
That's my favorite.
Yes, it's true. And she's on a mountain of toilet paper with two other girls.
Well, it's like Charmin has those bears wiping their ass with Charmin. They don't wipe their ass with Charmin. They wipe it with little white bunnies. That's what they... look.
Little white bunnies.
You sure they're not surrealistic pillows?
You wear what?
Cher should sell some.
Cher, yes.
Why?
I mean, I always wonder if Cher shits in the woods. Does Cher shit in the woods?
I think she's a robot.
Does Cher shit in the woods?
She poops in red bags.
She shits in red bags.
Those are biohazard
bags. On a ship. On a river.
You know, sure, I called earlier, and I was on hold. And I wonder, I'm just really concerned about how much of those farm workers on the Chinese farms are actually soldiers.
I'm concerned, too. I don't know. How many do you think that are soldiers? I mean,
that's a very good question.
How many do you fit in an egg roll? That's what I want to know. Yeah, the Chinese farmers, they're many of them could be soldiers.
Well, I think that they all know kung fu.
They do.
You know, and they're also very disciplined.
They are disciplined.
You know,
they're ninjas.
And why wouldn't you love your motherland?
And, you know, they also... they also shit like bow ties too in the poop.
What do these barriers look like?
I like their tiny little trees. They only come up to your knees. But they're always friendly and they're ready to please.
Like
Chinese food. The waiters are never rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. Why there's wowism, dowsim, eaching, and chess.
They say, what you like?
What you like? Okay, we're getting racist now.
But aren't they?
I'm sorry. Can I interject here real quick?
Go ahead.
Aren't they working on their own farms nowadays?
No, they're not. They're all here.
Who owns a farm?
No one owns a farm.
Isn't there a lot of Chinese farmland being bought?
No, we don't care about their farmland. We just don't. I mean,
Do you know how many time zones China has?
11.
11.
It's not even funny. Did you say 11, no. Lou? Do they have 11?
Oh, my
11.
God.
11.
It's not even funny.
It's not even funny.
It's not even funny.
It's not. It's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's ridiculous.
Not even funny.
It's ridiculous.
And Clyde, thank you for bringing up just for one of the things the fences going up around the White House. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's for the 4th of July, I think. But then again, you know, I don't know.
All right.
My sparkler can go pretty high if I throw it far enough. Rosa's got a point. Are they normally setting up this early? I don't think so. And if they are, they're prepared for something bad.
No, the next round is going to be the tanks. So put the tanks around the White House after the barriers.
Yes, that's exactly right. Man from the future has spoken. He says they're going to put tanks around the barriers.
And then they're going to put castle walls.
Then they're going to dig a moat. Then they're going to put a dragon there. Hey, guys, we got to go. We're out of time, I think.
I want to talk about poop again.
We can't. It's done. We're over.
Can we talk about my poop?
No, why?
I don't know, because it smells pretty.
Oh, really? What are you?
Love you all.
What are you, potpourri or poopery? Okay.
Clyde, what's going to happen tomorrow?
2 o'clock!
2 o'clock.
Yay! 2 o'clock! Chat with me.
I'll be there.
What time zone?
What time zone? 11.
Pacific, but what time zone? Yeah, 11. What time zone, Soviet Union? 11. Is it funny? No.
So chat with Clyde, 2 p.m. Pacific time.
It's not even funny. Yeah, 2 p.m. Pacific time in the GroundZeroPlus.com website. Subscribe now. Please subscribe. Please subscribe.
Yay, subscribe.
Subscribe. Then later, you know.
Man from the future. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man from the future.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. It was great having you on. Amazing. Are you going to give your real name?
Shaw Kanaw,
ladies and gentlemen. Give him a hand.
Shaw Kanaw. Woo! Check out his watch.
All right, we got to go, guys. Have a great freaking weekend. We'll see you then.
Always accurate.